The following is a presentation of the Retro Network.
15, 64, 50, 80, 90, hey!
Hey, you guys.
Oh, my neck!
Welcome to a very Brady podcast. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Tack, and with me, as always, is the other host of the show, Jimmy Klein.
I am very happy to be here.
Hey, fuck you.
You're like the only one that got that reference.
And on this podcast, we celebrate classic iconic TV shows as we break them down one episode at a time. What we do here, Jimmy, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
We take the episode.
All the time.
We break it down.
Every week, unless we're on hiatus.
We meddle in its business because we think it's not getting laid enough, only to find out it's doing just fine on its own. All for you, the listener. Wow. On today's episode, we take a look at The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, Season 2, Episode 28, entitled Gentleman David.
Oh, damn.
I know. If you haven't watched the episode, please feel free to stop the podcast and go watch it before continuing. You don't have to, but it might be a hell of a lot more funny if you do. The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet is available to stream on Peak.
I'm sorry, my headphones went out. What was it?
Peak.
Sorry, so P what?
Cock.
Cock. Oh, okay.
So, how was your week?
Fine as wine, kind of chatty. Know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, yes.
check your wallet.
Oh, yeah, that was gangster. Yeah, okay, still there. So you didn't do anything exciting, or?
No, I had one of those weeks at work that it was just, it's like a million and one people were asking me to do something all while I was trying to accomplish one task. So the week couldn't go by fast enough. You know, I ended up staying like an hour after on Thursday. But
what?
As you and everybody knows, I've been looking for a motorcycle.
Yeah.
So I looked at one last night, and it was, if I could be blunt, it was one of the biggest pieces of shit I've ever seen.
Damn.
Yeah. It was horrible. And the answer to everything I pointed out was, no, the mechanic said that was like, it's supposed to be like that. The chain rubbing against the frame, it's supposed to do that? Yeah, it's supposed to do that. Yeah. Okay.
Even I know that.
So then I told him, I was like, you know what? I got some other bikes I'm going to look at. So, you know. Don't hold it for me. And so, like, I wasn't away from his house for 5 minutes. Hey, if it's the price, I can drop it. It's like, well, I already left your house now, man. Like, so anyways, I wouldn't have taken it anyways. So there was a couple of other bikes that I was looking at. All of them were kind of not really sport bikes, like sport cruiser kind of bikes, you know?
Yeah.
But something always kept happening. Something, the roadblock just kept coming up over and over again, right? One of them, I thought it was perfect until I found out I had an out-of-state title. And down here in Florida, they tend to charge a little bit when you want to put a title into Florida. You know what I mean? So I didn't want to incur that extra cost. And there was one that kept jumping out at me and staring me in the face. And it was totally opposite of what I didn't want, to be honest with you. I didn't want a bike like this. but I decided, at least let me look at it. Right. I mean, it doesn't cost anything to look at. And it was one of those big rumbly cruisers. And when I got it, I started talking to the guy selling it, and he was explaining to me, he's like, the only reason I'm selling this is because I fell and the bike landed on me, broke my back. I was there for a half an hour until somebody found me. Damn. And now I have to get surgery. I'm like, oh my God. So he's like, it does have a couple of like dings in the side of the tank, but I'm just being honest with you. That's what happened. I'm like, nah, that sucks, man. But then what? I was on the fence, right? I took it for a test drive.
What were you doing on this fence?
Well, I don't know. Because I want to see what the post would feel like. You know? But I took it for a test drive, not the fence, the bike for a test drive. Yeah. And the thing was amazing. The thing rides so incredible.
You didn't do a thing like, well, leave your driver's license or let me take a picture. No. You got to hand me $300 at least.
I was like, yeah, my wife's in the car with the money. And he's like, no, I'm not worried about it. So, I mean, it was one of those things where we just kind of clicked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So So I took it around the corner, took it down the street and back. And I'm like, that's a nice bike. So I was still on the fence about it. And then the guy started actually getting emotional, having to get rid of the bike. Mm-hmm. And I totally relate, because the last bike I let go, like, I was actually depressed seeing it go down the street. Oh, and it was a bike I freaking
hated. I'm familiar with that concept.
Yeah.
And guitars, I mean, as well.
Yeah, it was a bike that I hated. My little Savage, my Suzuki, I hated that bike. But it still stung seeing it go down the road. And he asked me, he goes, listen, man, like, can I just start it up one last time? I'm like, yeah, of course, yeah. So he starts it up and he revs it up and he turns it off. He's like, yeah, dude, I got to go inside before I get choked up. I'm like, oh my God. And I could tell he was 100% serious. So as soon as I left, he texts me. He's like, you know, thanks again. You know, I'm great. I'm glad it's going to a good person, whatever. But anyways, to make a short story long, it's a VT, for those motorcycle guys out there, it's a Honda VTX 1800. So it's...
Is that 1800?
Huge. Yeah.
Holy shit, that's big.
The thing's a monster. Bike weighs 800 pounds.
How many cylinders?
Two. It's a V-twin.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be like four cylinder. You know, I was like, damn. Yeah. That's cool. Well, good. I'm glad you finally got it done.
Yeah, right? It's almost, the engine's almost three times bigger than the one that you had.
Damn. I had a V-twin, but it was only a 650.
That's what I mean. This one's almost three times as big. So, yeah. And it doesn't, honestly, it doesn't really feel that much heavier than a 650. So, I love it.
Well, good. So my week was not as exciting. Not that you asked, but it's all about the Jimmy Klein show today. No, I didn't do anything exciting. Just worked and no, I did not work it.
I didn't ask.
Oh, I'm teasing. So anyway, my bike I got today.
Okay, I guess we're going to hear anyways. No. So messed up. Any word on when you can go back to your previous residence?
No, I actually stopped by over there this weekend to pick up my jacket because it's starting to get cold up here in the Midwest. And
baby, what time is it?
It's cold in here. They still haven't done any work on the kitchen yet. Nothing. So,
well, if they're getting prefabricated stuff, it's probably gonna take them a day to put everything in. Like, you're gonna walk over there one time and be like, holy shit, it's done. Like, you know,
prefabricated what?
Like cabinets and counters and stuff.
I don't know. But it's just kitchen's an empty room. Still.
It's kind of like your heart attack.
And it's, that's okay.
It's ready to be filled.
It is ready to be filled. I'm lonely, Jimmy.
There you go. Just like your kitchen.
Just like my kitchen. It's a metaphor. But I'm here, still here in temporary place until I'm here till February. So.
Oh, so even if it was done now, you still couldn't?
Oh, no, I could. I mean, it's paid for. I mean, there's nothing forcing me to stay in the trailer. You know what I mean? Well,
they can't charge you for breaking the lease?
I'm not breaking the lease. I'm just moving. I'm not living here. They're still paying for it, but I'm...
Oh, I get it. Okay.
No,
okay.
They're not going to know that I moved out, you know?
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, yeah.
There you go.
But, this just in, breaking news, of course, is going to be a week old by the time people hear this, but just before we started recording, my daughters and my friend Alex has been texting me because apparently Matthew Perry just died.
What?
Yeah.
From what?
Apparently he drowned. I don't know. I mean, he did have some health problems recently over the past few years or whatever. Yeah, there's not too much information yet because it just happened like this evening, but or this afternoon or whatever. So yeah, so that's kind of sucks.
Damn, he pulled the Natalie Woods. That sucks.
And they did confirm there was no drugs involved, and
okay, that's good.
They don't think there was any foul play. So
was there any Christopher Walkens or anybody like that involved? I'm just curious.
Was it Robert Redford or something like that? Was it the other guy?
No, it was Christopher Walken, and I can't remember who the other guy was, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, the dude from Austin Powers. What's his name?
Yeah.
Number two.
Is that Robert Redford?
No, it wasn't Robert Redford. It was number two. I keep wanting to say Robert Stack, but that's like the dude from America's Most Wanted or something, huh?
He's from Unsolved Mysteries. I keep wanting to say Rob Lowe because Rob Lowe played the younger him. But yeah, I mean, listeners are yelling at us right now. But yeah. Anyway.
That sucks.
So yeah, that kind of sucks. Yeah, he was only like 56 or something. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that definitely sucks. I mean, I've never been a fan of the show, but I mean, it sucks for the people that were a fan that were hoping, you know, for a reunion or whatever, or a reboot. But
yeah, they weren't going to do a reboot, but they already did the reunion a few years ago.
They did, but it wasn't like an episode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It was still kind of a fun reunion, though, because, you know, they like reenacted scenes in the reunion and stuff like that. They had the old set up and, you know.
Sounds like they did it just in time. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be funny, but.
No, and that was the sad part. People were really surprised at Matthew Perry during that reunion. I don't know if you watched it at all. I'm sure Megan probably did, but. But Matthew Perry did not look well. Like, but
was it you or somebody else that told me he had just went to the dentist that day or something?
No, I had never heard that. But but it looked like he was like not all there, and he looked like he was confused.
Somebody said he literally had just come from the dentist from getting like oral surgery or something.
I don't think that's true, but I don't know. And then of course you have the whole thing going on with Bruce Willis too. He's slowly deteriorating as well. So
I read somewhere that he doesn't even remember like some of the stuff he's done.
Yeah.
Like, damn, that sucks.
I don't think he can really talk much anymore now too. So.
Wow. That's quick.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be Unbreakable.
That's true. That's true. That's what the memoir is going to be called. Unbreakable.
Exactly. Yeah. But then at the bottom, it has to say the Bruce Willis story.
Yeah. Well, we're ending this on a happy note. So, what's your history with Ozzy and Harriet?
Non-existent. I mean, I had heard of it before, obviously. I had known about it from when I was a kid and stuff like that. Because, again, my older brothers would watch it and tell me about it. I always thought it was weird that I would expect the show to just be called Ozzy and Harriet.
Yeah.
But it's weird that it's the adventures of Ozzy and Harriet. That makes it sound like it's like them trampling around the woods and, you know, getting into mischief and, you know, I don't know.
It makes it sound like they're a crime fighting duo.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Same with me too. Like I didn't really watch, I think it was on Nick at Night and I may have caught parts of it here and there, but I never really watched it regularly.
I mean, the acting was incredible.
So what did you think of this episode?
It was all right. I mean, there was just like we had pointed out with, camera, whatever show it was, it was more modern than you would expect, you know, like the wife coming out and be like, yo, don't forget you got to clean out the garage today. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The Sadie Hawkins dance kind of thing. That was different. But yeah, the acting sucked.
Remember, this is season 2 out of like 30 seasons or some shit like that. It wasn't really that many, but it was a lot.
So by the last season, they're like adults with kids and shit?
Oh, they were definitely adults, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I'd be interested to watch more. I mean, you know, I did see some bad acting here and there from the kids and stuff, but yeah.
They should bring the show back.
All right. Well, we're going to come back on an upswing.
Okay.
And then we're going to break this show down and see what's going on with Ozzy.
Ozzy.
All right. We'll be back.
Hey Gen Xers, get the news and podcasts that matter to you on Rediscover the 80s. Each week, hosts Jason and Wyatt deliver two shows that will connect you with the past. First, listen to the 80s weekly newscast with retro pop culture headlines from the world of movies.
They are actually trying to reboot The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson.
Streaming.
Transformers Earthspark. What did you think, man?
It looked interesting, but it looks like it's another spin-off of the Rescue Bots.
Collectibles and more.
They made Tina Turner into a Barbie.
Then listen to Memory Jogger, featuring memories from the 80s and early 90s.
We're going to spin the old randomizer tonight. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's spin it.
Ooh, a big one.
Transformers and GoBots. Star Wars.
Ooh, we might be here a while.
Robin Ooh. Williams. What a tribute.
Yeah, Robin Williams.
Ooh.
Oh, grandparents. Michael J. Fox.
PSA commercials.
Ooh, okay.
Listen to both shows now on Rediscover the 80s. Search now in popular listening apps or stream from your browser at rediscoverthe80s.com. The 80s Weekly and Memory Jogger, two shows that will help you rediscover the 80s.
We are back.
Ooh, doggy.
Doggy indeed.
Man. That was pretty neat. Normally you go for this weird shit, you know, where you're trying to like, you know, take your pants off midair, you know, before you hit the ground and stuff. But that one was a little different. That one had a little bit of artistic flair to it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I mean, the fire kind of brings a certain, you know, accoutrement.
That was more for atmosphere. I'm talking about like the execution. There's a little bit of, it's almost like you said, I'm happy to be here, but at the same time said, I'd rather be somewhere else.
Right. Well, I mean, I like the fire. I'm all about the pageantry, really.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I could tell by the kind of car you drive.
Hey, I drive a car that a college freshman girl would drive. I'm just trying to relate to them. That's all.
There you go. That's true. Mm-hmm. You drive like the kind of car a girl would drive so that they're not intimidated when they ask you out.
That's right. When they ask me out. like that.
Hey, that's the theme of this episode, ain't it?
Oh, that's true. Oh, that's true. Oh, good segue. Yeah. Nice. Boom. Nice. You truly are a gift to this show.
I guess. That's what happens when you drive a big motorcycle.
All right, so we have The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet, Season 2, Episode 28, entitled Gentleman David. Let's get into it. Facts about the episode that first aired. This may be our oldest show. March 26th, 1954.
Damn. I know. Holy shit.
I know. It was written by Dick Bensfield.
I'm sorry, what was his name?
Bensfield.
Oh, okay.
Perry Grant, Bill Davenport, Don Nelson, and Ozzy Nelson.
That's weird.
Those are like the most 50s names I've ever heard.
Which ones? All of them?
Dick, Davenport. I don't know. It just sounds like 1950s names. I don't know. And this was directed by Ozzy Nelson.
Damn.
Yeah.
Probably starting it too. Arrogant.
According to IMDb, this is the first appearance of the character Wally Dipple, portrayed by Lloyd Corrigan.
Why would you name a character that? Wally Dipple?
It's just fun.
What's your name, Wally? What's your last name, Dipple? Like, I'll get the fuck out of here. Like, no, it ain't.
Do you work at Hogwarts?
You know, he got like in trouble in middle school and stuff. Sorry, what's your name? Wally Dipple. And all the kids laugh like, you know what? Get the fuck out. Go to the principal's office.
Wally Dipple. You need
to. Everybody just laughs.
In case some of you don't know, the show is centered around the actual Nelson family. Ozzy, Harriet, David, and Ricky.
Hmm. And if you combine them, it's Dicky.
The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet premiered on ABC on October 10th, 1952, staying on until April 23rd, 1966.
Holy shit.
Yeah. In 1962, it became the first primetime scripted series on American television to reach the 10-year milestone.
Damn. I wonder how many total episodes it was.
I don't know. And remember, those seasons are long, too.
Yeah, that's why I was saying that. Yeah.
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet made the Nelsons' younger son, Ricky Nelson, into a pop music teen idol sensation.
Is this where they get that, like, the Nelsons ratings?
That's Nielsen.
Oh, is it Nielsen's? Okay.
Yeah. To move the timeline a little further, Ricky Nelson later married Kristen Harmon, whose brother is Mark Harmon.
Oh.
But he only taught summer school, so.
That's true, yeah. With Kirstie Alley.
That's right.
At that school from The Karate Kid.
That's right. Moving a little further down the line, Ricky and Kristen had twin boys, Gunnar and Matthew, who later formed a band throughout the early 90s called Nelson.
No way. Really?
Yeah. Nelson had hits such as After the Rain and Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection.
That's
can't waste another night on my own. Sorry.
What? That's the band that you always wore their shirts and stuff. And for a long time, no, you had long hair and you were trying to look like them or something.
No, I did have that one album, though. I didn't have any posters or shirts or anything of them, but right. I did have that one. It wasn't bad. And it's so funny because those guys are still, like, performing to this day.
Oh,
and I looked them up and I saw them, like, in an interview or something. And they're, like, in their 50s, but they don't look like it at all. They still look young. They look like they probably passed for, like, 45, maybe, if that. Damn. I was like, damn, they still look young.
Are they still hot?
They look the same. How's that, Jimmy?
Oh, okay.
Does that answer your question?
I was trying to make you slip up.
And finally, the Nelson family is in the Guinness Book of World Records for holding three generations of number one hits.
Damn.
Yeah. So I wonder if Gunnar or Matthew have kids. Do they have kids that are in the music business? Because they're old enough for their kids to have, like, some number one hits, and I'll see them.
They're old enough to be grandparents, it sounds like. So,
yeah.
See, I'd rather have a number two hit because then you could tell people you're the shit.
All right. So, are you ready to fade in?
Nah. Hell to the out.
Hell to the yeah, indeed. All right, Jimmy. We fade in.
Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky. Here is Ozzie, who plays the part of Ozzie Nelson. And, of course, his lovely wife, Harriet, as Harriet Nelson. The older of the Nelson boys, David, appears as David Nelson. And his younger brother, the irrepressible Ricky, played by Ricky Nelson.
Our story opens up with the Nelson family all gathered at the dining room table for breakfast. David says, "Boy, this French toast sure is good, Mom." Harriet says, "Thank you, dear." As Ozzie gets up and goes to the kitchen, he says, "I'll second that motion." Harriet now looks at her youngest boy and sees that he's licking the plate. Harriet asks, "Ricky, what are you doing?" Ricky says, "I'm just licking the syrup off my plate, Mom." Harriet says, "Oh, no, you don't." David says to his little brother, "You know better than that, Rick."
Oh, damn.
I know. Ricky says, "Yeah, but the French toast was so delicious. It was really the greatest, about the best Mom ever made." Harriet, surprised by the compliment, asks, "Oh, really?" Ricky says, "Sure, Mom. I wouldn't kid you for the world. It just melted right in my mouth. Kind of what you said to Dad that one time about a sausage."
Nice.
"I sure wish I would have gotten some, though." I didn't say that, but it'd be funny if you did. Harriet says, "Well, just like I tell your father, maybe you can have just one more lick." Ricky says, "And that's what Dad said right after you said that."
it's like they can read what's inside of us.
Ricky begins to lick the plate clean as Harry gets up from the table and heads into the kitchen. David says, "Boy, what a politician." Ricky says, "Oh, yeah? You're just jealous because you didn't think of it."
Oh, damn.
David, while pouring syrup on his plate, says, "If you don't mind, I'll continue to eat mine like a human being." Ricky, in defense, says, "What do you mean? I was just acting under orders." David says, "You know who else was just acting under order?" No. "Mom told me to lick the platter clean, and who am I to argue? I always do what people tell me." As Ricky takes a seat in his mother's spot at the table, David says, "Iggy Schwartz told you to get lost yesterday, but you didn't do that."
Ooh, damn.
I know. Ricky says, "Naturally, Iggy Schwartz isn't my mom."
Oh, burn!
Oh, shit. Ricky then
he's a mother, but not mine.
Ricky then begins to lick his mother's plate clean.
That sounds disgusting, Tech.
Yeah. Harry walks back in and says, "I'm sure Iggy will be relieved to find that out." After licking his mother's plate, Ricky hands it to her and says, "Here, Mom, you can just put this away as is." Mm. Harry looks at the plate and says, "Yeah, so I see." Just then, Ozzy comes back in the room and asks Harriet, "Can I be of help? Can I be of any help?" Harriet says, "Yes, as a matter of fact, you can." Oh, Ozzy, a little disappointed that she actually said yes, says, "Oh, well, I guess it was my fault for asking." He awkwardly chuckles and asks, "What do you want me to do?" With a handful of dishes from the table, Harriet says, "Get the fuck out of my way."
Ooh,
I know. Ozzy says, oh, yes, yes, of course. I always was a good one for being backward about stepping forward.
Hmm.
Whatever that means. Harriet chuckles and says, "You're telling me." And then she heads to the kitchen.
Right on.
I know.
Man, my dad would have slapped the living shit out of me if he would have saw me licking a plate. I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you licking a plate like a freaking dog? The laugh track seems overdone.
I think it was only played like maybe four times in the whole episode.
But it was like really loud. it was like, ha, 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 ha. It's like, God, it's okay. First of all, it's unnatural. Saying it's not funny. But the older brother, David, he kind of sounds like Wally from Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he reminded me of him too. But my son does this sometimes. He licks plates every once in a while. I'm just like, oh, jeez.
I figured. I mean, maybe my dad wouldn't have. I don't know. But what he would have us do is he would have us use we always had bread with dinner because my parents were old and they're like, oh, it fills you up so we don't have to buy as much shit or whatever. and it would they would have us use bread instead of just licking it.
Yeah. So, I do like bread and butter with dinner every once in a while.
Yeah. But that's what I mean when my dad would have slapped the shit out of me. He'd be like, go get a freaking piece of bread. Like, God's honest truth, we weren't allowed to fart in front of my dad.
Oh, God.
Because if you did, he would have told you, you need to get in the bathroom and go take a shit. Like, that's disgusting. Like, he thought that nobody should fart unless you, like, were in, like, when shit was about to come out. That's when you're allowed to fart.
Which is so weird because you think farts are so funny.
Because I'm a rebel, Tech. I am rebelling.
Couldn't do it when you were a kid, and now you're just hell getting it all out now.
Who's farting now, Dad? See, this is the, you know, the energy you get when you ride a big motorcycle.
The confidence that, you get.
Yeah, we call it the BEE.
Big engine something.
Energy.
Oh, yeah. Energy.
Yeah. Gotcha. Or BBE, you know, big bike energy. Anyways. Scene two. I'm gonna milk that joke, you know, the whole episode. Okay. Scene two. As Ozzy and the boys head to the living room, David says, "I wish you wouldn't mention that word any more than you have to, Pop." Fuck. Ozzy says, "What word is that, Dave?" It just sounds like they're being such assholes to each other.
That's why you're reading it.
David says, "Backward. It reminds me of the unpleasant fact that we're having a backwards dance at school, Chief." No, he didn't tell me. Ricky puts on his jacket and says, "Well, that's a fine kettle of fish. Invite a girl to..." What?
Hey, who says that? He talks like that.
Oh, I thought I had said something wrong and I didn't catch it. "Well, that's a fine kettle of fish. Invite a girl to a dance. They won't even let you look at her while you're dancing." Dave picks up his jacket and says, "That has nothing to do with dancing backwards. It's a dance where the girls ask the boys."
Ass.
No. Ozzy picks up the newspaper and asks, "You having a tough time deciding who you'll go with, Dave?" Dave says, "Well, not exactly, Pop." Ozzy says, well, get your shoes shined, your suit pressed well ahead of time. Dave says, oh, I don't think that'll be necessary. We ain't going to wear them clothes. Ozzy says, oh, sure. You want to be well-dressed. Dave says, well, the way it looks now, I don't think I'll be going to the dance.
Mm.
Ozzy asks, not going? Just then, Harriet walks in and asks, hey, I thought you and Ricky were going over to the high school to play ball this morning. Dave says, yes, we are. Ozzy says, oh, fine. I think maybe I'll go and watch them play. Harriet shuts that shit down quick. But she says, I've got a little job for you, dear. Mm-hmm. She points at her crotch. No. Ozzy asks, for me? Harriet says, well, you did offer your assistance before. Remember? And then she was like, remember?
What kind of shit is that?
Disappointed, Ozzy says, well, yes, but I was high on maple syrup at the time. Harriet just laughs. And then she says, I think it'd be a good day for you to clean out the garage, okay? And then she points at her crotch. No.
Sure. And thanks for choosing me.
Ozzy says, well, okay. But believe me, I'm much better at watching baseball. And he points to her scrot. No, he doesn't. Ozzy then gets up and follows Harriet to the kitchen. Ricky then follows Dave to the front door and asks, how come you're not going to the school dance tonight? Dave says, oh, it's a long story. Ricky with a zinger says, long story with a short title. And then he points at his crotch.
God.
Sorry.
There's a lot of crotch pointing in the family, huh? There
is. Oh, God. I don't know why I find that so funny. I'm trying to figure out where I'm on.
Long story with a short title.
Okay. No invitation. Dave says, Dave says, look, Ricky, I told you. It was a long story. It has a lot of psychological aspects to it that you wouldn't understand.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right? Ricky says, and then he said all that really slow. He's like, okay, and he pats him on the head. Ricky says, I suppose you think you intoxicate me with those big words. Dave gets the baseball mitts out of the closet and hands it to Ricky. He says, here's your mitt. Let's go. Ricky, still giving his brother shit, says, psychological aspects? Boy, you sound like Prunella Dipple.
Oh, shit. No, he didn't.
Dave asks, what do you know about Prunella?
Oh, shit.
Ricky says, she's the school brain, isn't she?
Oh.
Dave says, so what? She's a very intelligent girl. Ricky says, that's the trouble with your school. There's too many intelligent girls. None of them are dumb enough to ask you to the school dance.
Oh, shit.
He went there.
He did.
Dave argues, look, Ricky, just because I said I wasn't going, you immediately assume I wasn't invited. That's what's known as jumping to a hasty conclusion.
Hmm.
He's busting out that Ebonics and stuff. Ricky says, I know, I know. That's also what starts fights in bar rooms. Fuck. Mm-hmm. The boys then head out the front door to play ball.
What teen boys talk like this? Like hasty conclusions. That's what starts fights in bar rooms.
Oh, like I suppose, you and I did. Okay.
I suppose you intoxicate me. Like, who says that?
Yeah, that's kind of weird saying it to your brother. Yeah. I mean, you'd get slapped saying it to a girl in a bar, let alone to your own brother. That's gross.
I suppose you intoxicate me?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You should try that as a pickup line. Let us know how it works out.
And do like all, well, I suppose you intoxicate me.
There you go.
With your beauty or whatever, but oh, you don't.
You could turn it around and be like, so, intoxicate me. And then you sit back and cross your arms and wait.
She's like, do you want me to buy you a beer? Is that what you're trying to say?
He needs to act depressed. Right? It works every single time.
To get asked to the dance.
Yes. Yeah. I thought it was kind of funny with the mom. What's her name? Is her name Ozzy?
It's Harriet. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know these people.
You don't know? You're saying Ozzy and Harriet? Ozzy's a guy, Harriet's a woman.
Harriet telling Ozzy, like, no, bitch, you're staying home. you know why, right?
Why?
Because it's their alone time, Deck. She's like, no, you need to stay home and clean out the garage right. while the kids are gone.
But I was going to go watch him play ball. Oh, that's what I was going to do. I was going to play ball.
All right. If you would rather do that. No. I'm sorry. I was saying the same thing. My last note is, I know I always talk like that when I at the family reunions, when I see my siblings. we're all the talking about hasty conclusions and shit.
you can't stop the clients from talking about hasty conclusions.
It just slips out. You're like, damn it. I'm reverting back to my old ways.
And then you get in like the fights in bar rooms and shit. And then they intoxicate you. Scene 3. Later, Harriet, that's the woman, is in the kitchen. Okay. So she's in the kitchen cleaning. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any more proof than that? Ozzy walks in and says, say, Harriet, did David say anything to you about a dance at school tonight? Harriet says, no, I don't believe so. Ozzy says, oh, well, guess he didn't tell you everything.
Guess he loves me more.
Oh, well, they're having one of those backwards dances, you know, where the girls invite the boys. Harriet smiles and says, oh, sure. They used to be fun. Ozzy says, yeah, I thought so. Ozzy leans on the counter and begins to reminisce. He says, gee, I remember the first one you invited me to. Remember what a time you had beating those other girls off?
Whoa.
Harriet says, well, that was just a drunk night in college, and I didn't think I even ever told. Oh, you mean, yeah.
That was one time in college, and I was drunk.
No, I shouldn't say that. Harriet says, no, I can't say that I remember that. I remember you following me all through the halls, dropping subtle hints that weren't so subtle. Ozzy, a little beat down and embarrassed, says, oh, now wait a minute. I explained about that. I was doing those time steps to keep my feet warm. It was a very cold winter, as I recall. Harry calls that shit out by saying, oh, really? I thought you were showing me how well you dance. Ozzy says, what do you mean? I wasn't so bad. Harriet says, oh, don't be so modest. You're one of the best dancers I ever danced with.
Aww.
Ozzy, feeling pretty good about himself, says, oh, really? Thanks a lot.
Hmm.
Harriet says, I hope David has a good time. Ozzy says, oh, well, I wouldn't count on that too much. Harriet asks, what do you mean? Ozzy says, well, he's not going to the dance.
Ooh.
Harriet, disappointed, says, oh, that's too bad. I wonder why. Ozzy says, oh, well, evidently he hasn't been invited. He's not on the... Wow. He's not on the swim team. Harriet says, that seems strange. A nice boy like David? Oh, wait. Swim team?
Wow.
Only the coolest guys go out for the swim team. Even cooler guys don't get wet. They get other people wet.
Wow, really?
Go RHS.
And you play it off like you don't want to say it, too. That's the funny thing. You're just like, oh, well, I'm being forced to say this. I guess I'll brag.
Wow. Ozzy, trying to play it cool, says, well, he didn't seem too upset about it. He'd probably just leave, go to bed early, you know, baseball season coming up. Harriet, trying to justify herself as to why her little man wasn't asked by any girl, simply says, I suppose you're right. Seems strange, though, because he usually goes to the school dances. He dances very well, too. Ozzy, not believing that it can't be his little boy's fault or the fact that there just isn't a girl interested in his son, simply thinks in confusion and says, yeah.
I bet my parents felt like that.
Oh. <Aww. laughs> Poor parents.
No, they were surprised when one was. Like, really?
Ozzy then asks, you think I ought to ask him why he isn't going? Harriet says, oh, I wouldn't do that. If he hasn't been invited, you're liable to embarrass him. Mm-hmm. Ozzy agrees and says, you know, it could be that girls figured that Dave was so popular there was no sense inviting him. Mm. You know, each girl probably figured that a couple other girls had already asked him. I know that happened to me once. We had this dance in school and nobody asked me. And I kept telling myself, Ozzy then realizes in this moment that he wasn't as cool as he thought he was. He sighs and says, gee, I wonder why nobody invited him. Harriet says, swim team.
Wow.
Poor kid. You say he didn't seem upset about it? Ozzy says, no, he sort of shrugged it off. But golly, what else could he do? Ozzy thinks for a moment and asks, he does dance pretty well, doesn't he? Harry says, oh, yes, very well. David dances beautifully. Remember last summer at the lodge? Ozzy's like, oh, fuck yeah, I remember that.
Hell yeah. It's like, calm down, that's our son.
What? Oh, yeah, well, he probably inherits that. Ozzy awkwardly chuckles and says, I think you just said I was the best dancer you ever danced with. Mm-hmm. Harry corrects him and says, oh, no, dear. I said you were one of the best. And Ozzy, deflated a little by this, says, oh, who's, you know, like, who's the best? Harriet says, David.
I'm fine. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Ozzy smiles and then realizes he was beat off by a 17-year-old.
Oh, yeah, Daddy.
Okay.
Ozzy then looks at his watch and says, oh, heck, it's only 10 o'clock. I mean, the dance isn't even till 8 o'clock tonight. Mm. There will probably be a dozen girls asking him by then. Ozzy checks his watch again and reassures himself. Yeah, yes, yeah. Ozzy then walks off in thought.
Okay. Do any parents really give a shit if their kids have a date or not?
Well, it's not so much the fact that they have a date. It's more of like, are they disappointed? You know, it's like, boy, I sure would like to go, but nobody asked me. You know, right. If you kind of feel bad for your kid, you know?
Hmm. I guess so. Was your mom ever disappointed when you didn't get a date?
I don't know. I never said like, hey, there's a dance tonight at school. Are you going to go? Well, I'm going to go by myself, I guess.
Oh, you're like, but there's a dance tonight at the gym. But the dance, the
gym's neutral territory.
I met my wife dancing. Like, that's not a joke. That's a true story. She was my dance partner in a show. And that's how we met.
And you dance beautifully.
I guess. I can honestly say people paid to see me dance.
Oh, I can honestly say that too. People paid to see you dance. No, people paid to see me dance.
Oh, yeah.
People paid to see you and I dance.
Yeah.
Together.
That's true. We did the mosquito dance.
That's right.
Yeah.
We wore our lederhosen.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Those are the good old days.
Yeah. They're really having a tough time just accepting that maybe their son just isn't cool. Or, you know. They're like, there's no way, like, somebody didn't ask him. Are you sure? Like, is our phone working? Like, I don't think that's right.
Our poor parents. What? You know our parents felt like this, too.
Well, can you imagine the conversations our moms probably had?
Your mom's like, he was on the swim team, guys.
Imagine like, oh, did you hear there's a dance at the middle school tonight? Oh, yeah. You think Jimmy and Tech will have dates? And they both go.
Well, they're going together, right? Like.
Well, I'm dropping them off at like 8 o'clock, so they didn't say anything about girls. Shock, shock.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time, I think I've probably told you this story. I remember one time, me and you were going to go do something. I can't remember what. And my mom asked, she goes, what time does Tact have to be home? I was like, 9:30, whatever time you had to be home.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, so I want you home at 10, like half an hour after he, I was like, okay. And Kelly speaks up, my sister, and she's like, wait a minute, that's not fair. She's like, you impose a curfew on me. So Jimmy's just allowed to come home whenever, like, how do you know that Tact's going to be home at like 8:00. And now Jimmy can stay out till 10 because he lied and said, Tact's be home at 8:00. And my mom busts out with, Kelly, what's Jimmy going to do after Tact goes home? Like, seriously. I'm like, What is that supposed to mean? She's like, I'm just saying, like, seriously, what are you going to do? Wouldn't you just going to sit in your car and hang out somewhere? I'm like, God.
You might stop off at 7-Eleven.
To get a Slurpee and some candy. You know he likes some Slurpees and candy bars. he might stop and play with the claw machine. He could do that. All right. Scene four. Later in the garage, Ozzy works on shining his son's shoes. Just then, the wacky neighbor, Thorne, pops over. He says, oh, hi, Oz. Ozzy says, oh, hey, Thorny. Thorny asks, am I interrupting anything? Ozzy says, no, I'm just shining up David's shoes. You know how kids are. They let everything go to the last minute, and I don't want him to go to the dance tonight with dirty shoes. Thorny asks, oh, is Dave going to the dance tonight? Ozzy says, well, you know how kids are. I mean, one minute he says he's not going, but I think he'll probably be invited or, you know, decide to go to the last minute. Thorny chuckles and says, sure. My boy just took his suit down to be pressed a few minutes ago. Ozzy, not liking how that sounds, just says, oh. Thorny goes on, that kid of mine is turning out to be quite the ladies' man.
You know, I have been with many fine ladies, and many of them were very skanky.
Okay, ladies' man. Ozzy says, oh, well, that's good. Thorny boasts, I don't know. What?
This sounds right. Thorny boasts.
I don't know why.
That sounds like a character from the Old West.
Guys. Wait, it's Thorny Boasts.
it's Thorny Boasts. Hi, everybody. Hi.
He kicks in the double doors at the saloon. I don't know who he's finally decided to go with tonight. You know, it's one of those turnabout deals where the girls invite the boys. Ozzy says, yeah, yeah, I know. Thorny adds, make it pretty tough as a kid as popular as Will, though. Ozzy says, you say he's definitely going? Thorny says, oh, yes, yes, yes. He mentioned the girl's name, but I don't think I've ever heard of her before. That is the girl he finally decided to go with. Ozzy just sadly says, oh. Thorny asks, who invited Dave? Ozzy, feeling awkward, says, oh, well, I'd say it's possibly that he might decide not to go.
You know, like a liar.
Ozzy goes on, I mean, he takes his baseball pretty seriously, and he might figure he ought to get a good night's sleep and keep in training. Thorny, seemingly calling bullshit, says, well, the baseball season hasn't started yet. Ozzy says, well, I know, but Dave isn't one of those kids who waits till the last minute. I mean, you know, he likes to be prepared for things well in advance.
Thorny's he literally just said, you know how kids are, they wait till the last minute.
Thorny's like, yeah, how's that shoe shining? Thorny, not letting Ozzy get away with this perfidious talk.
Said, oh, nice, nice.
That was, hell yeah, I couldn't pronounce it, but I said that shit. says, oh, well, how come his shoes aren't shot? Ozzy sees what he's getting at, says, what makes you so sure David didn't get invited? Thorny says, I didn't say David wasn't invited. Ozzy tried to backpedal, says, well, I know, but I mean, you know, a lot of the most popular girls in school, you know, wait till the last minute, the afternoon of a dance and invite, you know, some of the most popular guys in school. And Thorny, not buying this bullshit he's selling, says, well, Oz, isn't that kind of dangerous? By that time, all the most popular boys have been invited. Ozzy says, well, Thorny, for goodness sakes, let these kids run their dances the way they want to.
God. I mean,
if these bitches want to act like, no, thank you, I'm not interested, and take a chance on losing out on a popular kid like Jimmy, for fuck's sake, let him do it. Don't interfere. Just don't be meddling, Tack. God.
Wow. You made this awkward.
Thorny, not letting this go, says, are you sure David hasn't been invited? Ozzy, losing patience with his friend, says, yes. Look at the time. The dance is tonight. What's the matter with those girls over at that school anyways? Thorny chuckles and says, well, Oz, I wouldn't get so upset about it. Maybe David isn't much of a dancer, but he'll snap out of it.
Oh, shit. Stabbing him right where it fucking hurts, too.
Damn.
His son's dance skills.
Nothing says masculinity like how good you can dance. Now, you can make fun of his tie clip and you can make fun of his haircut, but nobody attacks his son's dancing.
That's right.
Which is why Ozzy snaps back. Thorny, he's a very good dancer. I mean, I taught him myself. Well, I suppose I'm a poor dancer. Thorny says, now, I didn't say that. If the turkey trot and the bunny hug ever come back in style, Oz, you'll be terrific. Okay? Thorny just laughs, and then he pats him on the shoulder. That stings. And heads out the door. As he's leaving, Ozzy says, oh, yeah? Well, for your information, I bet David is invited to the dance tonight. Thorny pops back in the garage and says, well, Oz, I certainly hope he is. And if he is invited, tell him to stop over and see Arthur Murray Thornberry, and I'll give him a few pointers. Then Thorny literally waltzes out of the garage and back over to his house. Ozzy just rolls his eyes in disgust.
Remember when we used to sit around your garage and talk about whose son can get more ass?
Oh, God, yeah. All the time. We still do that on FaceTime. Yeah, homeboy's full of shit. Like, I'm talking about his next door neighbor. He's full of shit. 100% full of shit.
I just think, I'm sure he's probably like coming over there to be like, hey, my son's got a date tonight. How about yours? You know, thinking... probably, yeah, David does too. That's cool. But then he's like, no. And he's like, oh, shit, this is so awesome. Well, you know, I'm sure he will.
It's like, nah, David's going camping with three women. guys, like in real life, guys don't talk like this. This would have been a totally different conversation. You know what I mean? Like, it would have been more along the lines of, hey, is David going to the dance tonight? No, I don't think so. Dude, why not? Like, can he not, like, is D not getting any? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how guys, you know, they wouldn't be bragging about their own kids. They'd be like, dude, what the fuck? Like, what's wrong with them? You know?
It would be more reality. Like, is your kid going to dance? Like, no. Or actually, in reality, be like, there's a dance?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You didn't get that email?
Like, I didn't know anything about it. I don't think he's going, though.
And really? They post on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that'd be the end of the conversation. Scene 5.
Ooh.
Later that day, Harry is upstairs in the master bedroom. Ooh. She's got her hands wrapped around the shaft and is sucking.
Oh, damn.
What? She's vacuuming, Jimmy. Get your head out of the gutter. Jeez.
Oh.
While she's sucking away, Ozzy comes in and says, Harriet? Harry says, yes, dear. Ozzy asks, are you busy? And Harry's like, well, I'm doing a job. No. Harry turns off the vacuum and says, does that fucking look like I am? Yes, I am, but I'm always happy to have an excuse to stop. What's your trouble?
I love passive aggressive Harry. That's awesome.
Ozzy says, oh, well, I was just outside talking to Thorny. Harriet says, I figured as much. You got that gosh darn Thornberry look on your face. Oh, Ozzy says, do I? I thought I wiped it all off.
That's awesome.
No, Ozzy says, well, he burns me up sometimes. And Harriet says, well, maybe we should see a doctor.
Well, that burns a little bit, but you get used to it in a couple seconds.
He's out there boasting about all the girls that have invited Will to the dance tonight.
Mm.
Harriet says, well, after all, he can only go with one of them. Mm. Ozzy says, well, I know, but I mean, after all, Will's a nice kid and all that, but how come all these girls have invited Will and not a single girl has invited our David? Harriet says, I'm sure I don't know. I do wish David had been invited, though. I know he wants to go. Hmm. Ozzy says, by golly, Harriet. He fucking meant that shit, too. By golly, Harriet. I think there comes a time when it's a parent's duty to... not interfere, but to step in and protect his child. Just then, Ozzy walks over to the nightstand and opens a drawer. Harriet asks, what are you doing? Ozzy closes the drawer and says, well, I'm looking for, you know, the lodge book. You know, that book with all the addresses and phone numbers of the Lodge brothers.
She's like, whew.
You didn't see anything else in there, right? I'm like, no. Harriet asks, swim team coach?
You just won't let this go, man. Like, seriously.
I mean, why? Is there a meeting tonight? Ozzy says, no, but I'm going to call up every member I know who has a daughter. Mm. There must be some girl willing to take David to this big dance.
It's funny because she's like, he can only go with one of them. It's like, can he though? Yeah, I think the homegirl seems really nervous about him reaching in drawers and stuff. Like, is she getting beat or something?
She getting beat?
Yeah, oh.
I just feel like, you know, she's cleaning and he's going through shit and she's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I took just it as him like, clean that. Him like opening up the drawer and reaching and she's like, what are you doing? Like, that's the way I read
no, it. Ozzy, stop.
Oh, I'm sorry, doctor. Sorry, doctor. you know, like one thing, and I know TV shows are a little bit, you know, like, I'm not going to say far-fetched because they're not. I mean, it's kind of like a snapshot of society at the time, right? And society's changed, obviously, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. And this whole storyline always works out great. Like, I don't know why people don't do this today, you know, try to meddle in their kids' lives and stuff. Like, you know, especially like trying to amp up the kids to make them think something good happened to them when you really orchestrated the whole thing. We've never seen an instance where it's failed. Like, I don't know why they don't bring this back now. Like, this, you know, it's foolproof.
We should meddle more often.
Seriously, yeah. I know. I meddle my kids all the time.
You know, the wallpaper in that room, because there's a big, like, master shot of, like, a profile of, like, Harriet vacuuming. You can see the big wall of the bedroom. And I swear, I thought it was one of those magic eye pictures, the way the wallpaper was. I'm all, like, pausing it and trying to, like, look at it.
Oh, your son walks in, you have the screen up against your face and you're pulling it back really slowly. Your eyes crossed. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? Like, stop. I almost had it.
It's the boat. All right. So this is where we take our next break.
Already?
I know. So there's a backwards dance at the school tonight and David hasn't been invited yet. It's weird. Mm. Ozzy thinks that he should go and can't believe that nobody asked his popular handsome boy yet. Will Ozzy find a date for David?
Probably not.
Will Will's date be hotter?
Mm.
Should Ozzy and Thorny be so involved in getting their sons laid? We'll be back.
Yes, Hotpoint means the best for you, appliances and cabinets too.
Electric kitchens through and through, the work automatically for you. So point, Hotpoint for your laundry. Move Hotpoint in and it moves out all wash day drudgery. So point, Hotpoint, as the Nelsons do. You'll toss your cans up in the air when Hotpoint works for you. Let Hotpoint work for you.
Hey, movie fans! Have you ever wanted just one more adventure from your favorite film heroes? Ever imagined an alternate entry in your favorite movie franchise that didn't suck? Then Sequel Quest is the podcast to make your wildest cinematic fantasies come true. Every episode, Adam, Jeff, and Jeremy pitch imaginary sequels, prequels, and reboots to your favorite movie franchises like E.T. the Extraterrestrial, cult classics like Surf Ninjas and the Monster Squad, famous flops like Jupiter Ascending, how about a third Tim Burton Batman film, or getting back on the ice with the Mighty Ducks. With over 100 episodes in our archives, you'll definitely find a favorite as the SQ crew reminisce about the films and find creative, cool, and wacky ways to continue the fun on the silver screen. Sequel Quest is presented by the Retro Network and can be found on any of your favorite podcast apps. Just search Sequel Quest and prepare yourselves for fake movie fun at its finest.
And we are back.
Doggy, that was a good break. That was a good break.
That was a good break.
That was a good break.
Aww.
That was a good break. So did any girls ask you to go to any dances?
No.
That sucks. Yeah.
So I was recently looking at our analytics for the show.
Okay.
And I found something interesting. Okay, so for like the age group demographics, it like breaks it apart into age groups. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our biggest age group is like our age, or it's like the 45 to like 55 or something like that is our biggest demographic. And then our second biggest is, I believe, the next one, older.
So it's okay.
It's like,
well, those are the people that probably watch these shows back in the day.
Yeah. And then the next demographic is like the 30-year-olds-ish, whatever. And that's, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they have another group of like the 18 to like 20, whatever.
Right.
And there's like nobody in that group. But then what I found interesting was there's a little bump in the 0 to 17-year-olds. What kind of babies are listening to our shit? No, which is kind of odd, right? So there's no 20 somethings that are watching or listening to our show, but then you have the teenagers that are.
Well, I think they're probably the kids of the people that do watch the show.
Well, I mean, the kids who, I was going to say our kids are in their 20s. Oh, I guess yours is not yet, but.
Because I mean, we've had people comment, you know, in emails and stuff that their kids like listening to. So
true. So I was just curious, like what teenagers are actually listening. Well, first of all, it's an explicit show and you need to get your parents' permission.
Also, don't you have to go to school tomorrow? Oh, you don't. That's right. It's Saturday. Well, it's Saturday, right?
It is Saturday. Yes. Normally we record on Fridays, but this week we record on Saturday.
No, but I mean, when the show drops, like tomorrow is Saturday when the show drops, right?
So, oh, right.
I was going to say, don't you have to go to school tomorrow? But no, they don't. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But so I'm just curious. So if you're one of these 18 and under or 17 and under listeners of the show, we'd like to hear from you. Like, what brought you to the show? What do you enjoy classic television?
And do they
what
have Sadie Hawkins like? Dances?
Sure.
Do you know what a Sadie Hawkins dance is? Your parents do, but do you?
I don't believe we've ever had a Sadie Hawkins dance.
But they did at Kennedy one time, our middle school.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I guess I didn't know about it.
I didn't go either. The only thing worse than not getting invited is getting invited by that one person that nobody wants to go with. You know what I mean?
Aw.
Yeah. Not me. Aww. I wasn't that person. Right, Jeanette?
God.
So we did something interesting today.
What's that?
My kids really like antique malls, right? They really
like to go antiquing.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah. And so there's a place in a city in Florida called Mount Dora. It's over north of Orlando. And so we traveled over there. It's about a 2-hour trip.
Isn't that where your aunt lives in Illinois?
No, that's Mount Zion.
Oh, Mount Zion. Yeah. That's right.
So we go over there and they have this dirt mall. That, for those of you who don't know, me and Tack call flea markets dirt malls because it's like a mall and it's usually on dirt. So we went over to this dirt mall and then right next to it is an antique shop. So we looked around there for, gosh, golly gee, as you know, Ozzie and Harry would say. we got there at like 9:30 and we stayed until like, I think noon, a little bit after noon time. So now I think we left at like 1. Yeah, we left at 1. So it was pretty good time. It was pretty fun. I got a Guitar Hero guitar for the Wii. That's kind of fun.
Well, that's cool. Oh, yeah. Did you get that at the store right next to where you can buy ninja stars and swords?
No, you're thinking of the other aisle. This is right next to the boiled peanuts and the gator jerky.
Yeah. Oh, so just down the ways from where a guy has a box of tools and old NES games.
And next to that is those big, like 25-pound bags of candy. Nobody seems to know what the hell the booth is for. It's just a bunch of candy into large bags. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about now. It's also across from that is where you can get those little square mirrors with like pictures of like Bugs Bunny on them.
Yeah. And at the end of it is just that one big, it's like a dollar store and nobody seems to know exactly like what kind of store it is. It just has a bunch of shit in boxes. Yeah. Just like that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, okay. And also next to that is the car stereo place that has a bunch of generic car stereo shit that all sounds like garbage. Yeah. A bunch of LED lights and shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, next to the guy that has all these movies that are clearly just, like, bootlegged from, you know, on DVD and stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, I remember. Okay, I know where it is now. Yeah. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, just right there. So, we went looked around there for a little bit. I got the Wii guitar. I think that's all I got. But my son collects license plates. He got a bunch of license plates. Yeah, so it was pretty fun. That was a good time. On the way back, they had an air show going on at the airport over by Orlando. And so my wife grew up on military bases. Both of her parents were in the Air Force.
And me too.
She gets really, really nostalgic when it comes to air shows.
We went to tons of air shows growing up because, you know, I'm from an Air Force family myself. So. Yeah.
So she would get like, she gets like choked up and stuff at air shows. Like it's like that. And they had the F-35 flying around. And so it's funny because I look out my window and Caitlin had seen, she goes, that bird has a white head. And I look, I was like, hey, it's a bald eagle. That's kind of cool. Just as I look at it, the F-35 flies right behind it. And I'm just like, wow. There just needs to be a Budweiser truck drive by too, and that would have been like perfect.
You know, planes are like, if I was a pilot, I would love to get like a P-52 like Mustang or something.
That. Tom Cruise does that, yeah.
Yeah, that's just like the sports car of like airplanes, man. Yeah. That'd be so awesome.
That's a Miata. It's not very fast, but it's a lot of fun to
No, it's like super fast. It's got like a It's like putting a big fat engine in a little fucking airplane.
By today's standards, it's not very fast. But
that's the ones where you can do all them fucking tricks and shit.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Planes. Yeah. They're so fast too.
But yeah, it's pretty neat seeing the F-35. I think it was loud. Holy shit. So
you ever seen them plane races that like Red Bull does? Those are all
If you screw up even a little bit, you die. Yeah, I've seen those.
Well, some could say the same for NASCAR too. So,
not really. I mean, there's people that have crashes all the time. I guarantee if you have one crash in plane racing, <true.
laughs> good point.
You're not going to have a second one.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, tell that to Dale Earnhardt.
Exactly. And you see the crash, it doesn't even look that bad. You're just like, what? It's not bad. So,
Yeah. Anywho, are you ready to get back into this?
I am ready to get back into this.
All right. So when we left off, David doesn't have a date for the dance yet. And Ozzy is determined to find him one, no matter what.
Oh, shit.
Let's see where it goes.
Scene 6. Soon later, Ozzy is on the phone with one of his lodge buddies. He says, yes. Oh, sure. I understand. Oh, you do? Oh, I see. I see. So no thanks. She's not interested? Hmm. Well, I thought I'd just call and let you know that David's available. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. I'll be seeing you, Fred. Ozzy then hangs up in defeat. Harriet asks, well, that takes care of your lodge group, doesn't it? Ozzy solemnly says, yeah, I'm afraid so. Ozzy thinks for a second and then asks, now, where's the Christmas card list? Harriet says, oh, why don't you forget the whole thing? Ozzy, feeling determined, says, no, sir. I'm going to find a date for David for that dance if I have to call everybody we know.
Mm.
Harriet points out, you have called everybody we know. Ozzy checks his address book and says, wait a minute. What about the dipples?
Harriet's like, I thought she just went to the doctor for that.
Harriet crosses her arms and asks, my nipples. What about my nipples? Ozzy says, no, dipples. Well, sure. You remember we used to be in the same bridge club with them. Wally and Margie Whipple. I mean, Marge Dipple. Harry says, that the horse girl? Ew. Oh, wait. Oh, yes. Well, we haven't seen them in over a year. Ozzy says, oh, Harriet, it hasn't been that long. Harriet says, well, almost that long. Don't you remember they dropped out of the bridge club about a year ago and we haven't seen them since? Ozzy says, well, yeah, I know, but Wally and I play golf together all the time. We just played last. Well, it could have been more than. Well, actually, a year isn't that long. Harriet says, well, I suppose you could call him. Ozzy, trying to play it off, says, I've been meaning to get in touch with Wally anyways. And he picks up the phone. He says, I bet the Dipple's daughter would love to go to the dance with David. As Ozzy pulls his phone up to his ear, he stops and says, Harriet? Harriet says, yes, dear. Ozzy says, do the Dipples have a daughter? Harry says, oh, yes. She's about David's age, too. Ozzy, feeling like this could actually work out, says, well, now there you are. Here's Thorny boasting all over the neighborhood about the glamour queen that his boy Will is going to take to the dance. Just wait till he sees David's date.
Mm.
Harriet jests, oh, she's really something, huh? I'll say she... Ozzy stops and then asks, what does she look like, Harriet? Harriet asks, the Dipple's daughter? Ozzy says, yeah. Is she, you know, like a fatty? Like... maybe has a ponytail, paint-covered overalls, and glasses. Have you seen her? Harriet says, ew, that's disgusting. Oh, yes, once or twice. She's a nice-looking girl. She's hot. You know, has a nice ass. As I recall. Ozzy asks, you know, prettier than the girl that Will is taking? Harriet asks, who is Will taking? Ozzy says, gee, I don't know. Oh, it really doesn't matter. The important thing is that David gets to go to the dance. So I'll just phone Wally right now and then set the... Say, wait a minute. Harriet, I have a much better idea. Instead of phoning him, why don't I stop down to his office to see him in person? You know, just have a little chat. Yeah. I think that'll be much smoother. More nonchalant. Harriet says, well, okay. You do what you think is best, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy says, listen, when David gets back, tell him to have his blue serge suit all pressed and his dancing shoes ready. Ozzy just laughs. Harriet says, look, I don't mean to sound like a pessimist, but what if the Dipple's daughter already has a date for the dance? Ozzy says, well, yes, that could be kind of a setback, but I told you Dave was going to the dance. And if the Dipple's daughter has a date, that leaves only one other girl he can go with. Harriet asks, who's that? Ozzy says, what are you doing tonight, dear?
I'm fine. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Ozzy just laughs and then says, I'll go down and see Dipple.
And then after that, I'm going to go down and talk to Wally. You know, we should bring things like that back, like bridge clubs and lodge memberships. Like, why are we doing that anymore?
Because people be like, couldn't you have just sent this to me on Facebook?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, because now it's all about Facebook groups. That's taken over for stuff like that.
Yeah, but not like lodge memberships, you know, like once a week or once a month we go down, put the funny hats on and we have like, I don't know what it is they do.
They do there, like moose calls or something? I don't know.
I don't know. Like the Royal Order of the Water Buffalo. Exactly. Or whatever. Yeah. Isn't that what Fred and Barney were part of?
Yeah. We should make up one.
Yeah. We should.
It's got to be nostalgic TV based.
Yeah. And we can have a group on Facebook.
But you just got done saying.
True.
We'll figure that part out. Yeah, me and you just played golf last week, right?
Well, that was a little more than a week ago.
Oh, okay. You can tell just the way she's like, okay, dear, you do what's best. You can tell that none of this shit is new to her. Like, he does this shit all the time, gets all wrapped around the axle about something he can't control. And she's just like, whatever you think you need to do, you just go. I know. You should go do that.
Is that what Megan does to you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, where's the flashlight at? I know we had a flashlight around here and I'm going to find it.
Honey, I need a screw because I can't get this. What if you do what you need to do? If you need to run the Lowe's for a screw, just no, go. I understand. Oh, it's important. It's a screw. So yeah.
I seen all down at Dipple's office while he sits at his desk. His secretary says that he has a visitor.
Ooh.
Did you notice in the scene that, did you hear any audio for like the box on his desk?
Mm-mm.
I didn't either, but he was like, yes. Oh, send them in. And I was like, was he got Bluetooth or like an earpiece in? I don't know. Anyway, Wally says to send him in. As Ozzy walks in, Wally shakes his hand and says, welcome, stranger. Ozzy says, I was just downtown. I thought I'd stop in and see you.
Shit.
You're not busy. While he pulls out a chair for Ozzy and says, oh, not at all. Sit down. Gosh, it's been a long time, Oz. Ozzy says, yeah, it has, hasn't it? How's the golf game? While he says, oh, pretty good lately. You know, I've been playing once a week. I really got that old handicap down there. I mean, who takes a wheelchair onto a golf course?
Wow, Tech, that's messed up.
No. He says, I'm a 27 now. Ozzy says, oh, say, well, we'll have to play some weekend. Wally says, why don't we? How's the family? Ozzy says, oh, they're just fine, thanks. How's your family? Wally says, oh, fine. Ozzy then asks an awkward question. That daughter of yours, she must be quite the young lady by now.
Oh, God.
Wally says, get the fuck out of my office. No. Wally says, oh, yes, indeed. Prunella's quite a girl. How are your two boys? Ozzy says, oh, they're big, husky guys. David is 17 now. Wally says, no. You're my 17. He goes, hell yeah. No. Anyway. Ozzy says, yeah. Wally says, well, that's just the age of my girl. Ozzy, trying to sound smooth, says, say, they must be in about the same class in school, I imagine. Wally says, well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Ozzy says, gosh, how the time flies. One day they're toddling around the house, and next thing you know, they're off to some dance. Am I right? Wally says, don't I know. Oh, speaking of dances, did you hear about the... But Ozzy interrupts, says, yes, I did. Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed you were going to mention the dance at school tonight. Wally gets up and walks over to his cabinet and says, yeah, that's right. I hear it's one of those dances where the girls ask the boys. Wally pulls out a cigar box and offers one to Ozzy. Ozzy says, oh, no, thank you. Because, you know, just say no.
Exactly.
Yes, it is. And, you know, that makes it a little more difficult for my son, David. See, he's one of those kids that somehow seems to scare the girls away. Aww. Wally asks, oh, really? Well, it always seemed to me that he was always a nice-looking boy. Ozzy says, get the fuck out. Now he says, oh, he is a nice looking boy. What I mean is, David is more the athletic type. You see, he's never shown much interest in dances before. And I guess the girls are afraid of being turned down.
Afraid of that big dick, you know what I'm saying?
Wally lights a cigar and says, now that you mention it, this girl asked the boys ideas, kind of tough on my Prunella, too. She's such a bastard. What? I mean, bashful child. You know, I'll bet she hasn't even got enough nerve to ask a boy yet. Ozzy says, say, maybe we ought to get those two together.
Oh, shit.
Wally says, how about that? Look at that.
Oh, damn.
Well, maybe so. I know Prunella likes to dance. Ozzy says, well, so does David. Wally says, but mine really likes to dance.
Well, mine, like we're talking solid gold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and so does fucking David. You want to fucking... I'm sorry.
Remember the movie Flashdance? David's why.
David does that.
David is the reason Wally they couldn't dance.
Yeah, well, I just couldn't take it upon myself to make a date for Prunella. Ozzy says, oh, no, I couldn't take it upon myself to make a date for David either. Wally says, yeah, because I'm a firm believer in giving kids a free hand. Ozzy says, oh, yeah, that's the way I feel exactly. Wally adds, now, I do believe children need guidance. Ozzy agrees. He says, oh, absolutely. Wally tacks on guidance, but not interference. Ozzy agrees again, but not interference. Yes. Wally then says, well, I could sort of guide Prunella to the telephone and have her give David a call.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that wouldn't be making a date for her. Ozzy says, no. And then I could sort of guide David over to the phone when it rings and suggest that he answer it. Wally then says, and the rest is up to them. Ozzy says, yep, up to them, without any interference from us. After they both smile and pat themselves on the back, Wally states, of course, she is such a shy child that perhaps I could give her an opening line. I mean, to break the ice, like, hey, is that acne I see? Because I want to make you pop like a zit onto my face.
Wow, that's one.
Yeah. I don't remember him saying that.
It was way before, ahead of its time. Yeah.
Or would you care to go to the dance tonight?
Yeah, if you want to be a square.
Ozzy smiles and says, why, I'd love to. That is, I mean, we accept. David accepts Prunella's kind invitation to attend the dance tonight. Wally says, I'll see that Prunella is ready at 8 o'clock. Ozzy says, fine. And I'll see that David is there at about 8 o'clock. About 8 o'clock.
But he's going to be fashionably late. And that's what that means.
Yeah. And I'd be like, you're going to fucking make my daughter wait? No, you fucking have him there at 8 o'clock. The two men both stand up and shake hands. Wally says, it's a date. Ozzy says, isn't it remarkable what kids can accomplish if you just let them work some things out for themselves?
Aww.
They both just laugh, make out.
Wait, I don't remember that part.
I don't either. It's in the notes. Must have happened.
That's true.
Then Ozzy heads out the door in excitement for the big date.
Yeah, this will totally work out fine. No issues. 100%. I mean, what could possibly in the history of television go wrong with this?
It's true. I like Ozzy's delivery of lines. His stuttering and stammering, it reminds me a little bit of like Bob Newhart.
I can see that. It makes you wonder, like, was Bob Newhart inspired by this?
Oh, good point.
Because I have to think that this, I mean, because I know Bob Newhart's old.
Yeah.
But I have to think that this was around before Bob Newhart, right?
Yeah. Well, probably not around before Bob Newhart, but before. I'm not sure when Bob Newhart really started working.
Because Bob Newhart would have been alive like in.
He's probably the 40s. Born like in the 40s, probably.
Yeah. So he would have watched this when he was like 10 or 11. So yeah, I could totally see him being inspired by this.
Yeah.
Huh. Scene 8. Back at the house, Harriet sets the table. Scene 9. No. She hears someone come. Whoa. She asks, Ozzy? Dave and Ricky walk in as David says, no, ma'am, it's us.
No, ma'am, it's us.
Harriet says, oh, hi, boys. David says, boy, something sure smells good.
Something sure smells good.
Harriet says, night is far. It's right here.
God.
Oh, also, I baked the chocolate cake. David says, oh, yeah? How come? Ricky says, quit asking silly questions, David. Just sit down and eat it. That's what his dad said. As the boys sit at the table for cake, David asks, what's the special occasion, Mom? Harriet says, no special occasion. I just felt like baking a chocolate cake this afternoon. Ricky says, hey, that works out so well.
No. It's swell.
Hey, that works out swell.
Is that where swell came from? So well?
Oh, I bet it did. Wow. Well, if it did, then it would have been, at one time, it would have been S apostrophe W-E-L.
Yeah.
And maybe they just dropped the apostrophe.
Maybe. Huh.
Hmm.
See, you learn here on the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Huh. Ricky says, hey, that works out swell. So well. Mm-hmm. I just feel like eating a chocolate cake this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Harriet cuts pieces for the boys and puts them on the plates. She says, I understand you're having a dance tonight at school, David. David says, oh, yeah. It's one of those deals where the girls invite the boys, but I'm not going to go, though. Harriet asks, weren't you invited? Mm-hmm. David says, yeah, a couple of girls invited me. Harriet asks, oh, then why aren't you going? David says, well, this one girl invited me, but I don't want to go with her. So I told her I couldn't make it. And then when Nancy Baker invited me, I couldn't very well accept her invitation. Harriet says, well, that's very thoughtful of you, Dave. Then you have to stay home? David says, oh, no. I explained the thing to Nancy, so she and I are going to go to a show. Just then, Ozzy returns home and says, well, it looks like we're having a party here. Harriet asks, how about a piece of chocolate cake? Ozzy says, oh, that sounds fine. Ozzy takes a moment as to seem nonchalant and asks, has there been any phone calls for anybody, Harriet? Harriet says, no. Were you expecting one? Ozzy says, well, in a way. He then whispers to Harriet, mission accomplished, Harriet. And he winks exaggeratedly. Harriet says, oh, I have some news for you, dear. David was invited to the school dance tonight. In fact, he received a couple of invitations. Ozzy says, oh, really? Harriet explains, yes. You see, this one girl invited him and he didn't want to go with her. So when Nancy Baker called, why, he had to turn her down too to keep from hurting the first girl's feelings. Ozzy says, oh, well, how about that? Harriet says, I think that was very chivalrous, don't you? Ozzy says, oh, yeah, it was very chivalrous. But golly, Dave, you'll be sitting home tonight when you could be out having a good time. Dave says, oh, I'm going to be having a good time. Trust me. Nancy Baker and I are going to a show. If you know what I mean.
And I think you do.
Hong Kong Club, you know what I'm saying? Ozzy says, oh, well, I guess that works out fine then, doesn't it? Dave says, sure, I still get a date with Nancy and I don't hurt Prunella Dipple's feelings. Ozzy, with a look of shock on his face, asks, Prunella Dipple? You mean she's the girl you turned down? Dave says, yeah. Prunia's a nice kid, but she's the class brain. Ozzy says, well, it might do you some good to spend a little time with a girl like that. Dave chuckles and says, not me. You know what she wanted to do? Something called hide the pickle. But I'm not sure what that means.
I don't even like pickles.
Yeah, that's weird. What's she gonna use as a pickle? That's strange.
I said, hell no, I don't like pickles. Gross.
Dave actually says, She wanted to leave the dance early and take a walk through the aquarium. Ozzy, trying to stick up for the girl, says, "Well, the aquarium is a very interesting place." Dave laughs and says, "Probably is if you're a fish."
Oh, shit.
"But I'm not a fish, Pop. I'm a boy." And I can't hold my breath that long. Oh, you're a fish or smell like one.
See, if Harriet would have just asked in the beginning, we wouldn't have an episode.
That's a good point. They would have saved so much money if these people just think. Man, that homeboy is drowning in put. I mean, golly gee willikers, Tack. He's a regular James Dean with those ladies.
Yeah, he's slaying out there.
Yeah.
Scene 9. Just then, the phone rings.
Oh, shit.
David jumps up and says, "I'll get it, Pop." Ozzy tries to stop him, but it's too late.
Oh,
Ozzy says, I should have gotten it. But it's probably for David, though. As Dave comes walking back, Ozzy asks, "Oh, who's it for, Dave? Did she say?" Dave says, "It's for you, Pop." Ozzy says, "Are you sure she asked for me?"
Maybe you should go ask again.
I'm not getting calls from teenage girls. That's weird. Dave says, "No, it's a man." Ozzy says, shit. "Well, he wasn't, what the heck?" Ozzy then walks over to get the phone. As he picks up the phone, he says, "Hello?" Wally on the other end says, "Hey, Oz, it's Wally Dipple." Ozzy says, "Yeah, hi, Wally." Wally says, "Say, I'm afraid I have a little bad news. It seems that my daughter's already asked a boy to the dance tonight." Oh, Ozzy lights up and asks, "Well, she has?" "Well, that's what... that's one of those things that can't be helped." Wally says, "Well, I'm sure sorry. I always thought that Prunella was bashful, but evidently the little hussy got up and turned as this Thornberry boy." Ozzy smiles and asks, "Thornberry? Would that be Will Thornberry by any chance?"
Oh, shit.
Wally says, shit. "Yeah, that's right. You know him?" Ozzy says, "Yes, we do. And he's a fine boy. I'm sure they'll hit it up very well."
If you know what I'm saying.
Wally says, "Well, I'm sure sorry. I hope you'll explain this to David." Ozzy says, "Oh, certainly, Wally. And I know he'll understand. Thanks a lot for calling." Wally says, "Okay, bye-bye." And they both hang up. After he hangs up the phone, Ozzy just laughs. Mm. Ricky walks in, still eating cake, and asks, "Who was that, Pop?" Ozzy says, "Oh, just a friend of mine, Ricky."
You know, like a liar.
Ricky asks, "Pretty funny guy, huh?" Ozzy says, "Yes, the conversation did have a humorous side to it. But there's a comedian next door who really kills me. In fact, I think I'll go over there right now and have a good laugh." Ozzy then gets up and walks out of the room.
Mm.
Ricky's standing there alone, looks at the camera and says, "You know, sometimes I think I'm a chip off the old block. And other times I think the old block is chipped."
I'm so glad my parents weren't this involved with my love life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, wait, that's right. I didn't have one.
Oh, right.
My dad didn't live long enough to see me having a love life. Well, that's okay. He's allowed to walk around the house with chocolate cake.
Well, yeah. Harriet will just fucking sweep behind him.
That's true. Yeah.
Or vacuum right behind him.
That's true. You're right.
She'll take that shit in her hand again and start sucking.
She sucks that shit like a Hoover. Yep.
What is Ozzy going to say to Thorny when he goes over there? He's going to be like, something like, "Ha, your boy is going out with one of my son's rejects." How does his dick taste?
Sloppy seconds, sloppy seconds.
Oh, your son's going with the Dipple girl. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she asked my son before him, and he said no.
Tell him to have fun at the aquarium. That's why David dumped her. Hmm.
And so, I guess she's a fatty. I don't know, but no, I'm sure she's good with all Will there. That'll be cool.
David said something about like I don't like the smell of fish or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. I didn't really hear him, but
God, Gross.
Well, because they're going to an aquarium. What were you talking about? Were you
talking? I got you. That's what I meant. I meant aquarium.
Oh, okay. That's, it just sounded like you were thinking something else.
No.
I'm confused what you could have been thinking.
No, I was thinking, it's been a while. You got a scene to read.
Scene 10. Later, David is making a phone call. After dialing, he hangs up and says, "Oh, darn, it's still busy." Harriet asks, "What's the matter, Dave?" Dave says, "I've been trying to call Prunella Dipple, but her line's always busy." Harriet asks, "Oh, why the sudden interest in Prunella?" Dave says, "It's a funny thing. Prunella always seems so studious looking that I never paid much attention to her before. Those kind of girls kind of scare me anyways." Harriet says, "I don't see why. Just because a girl's intelligent doesn't mean she can't be attractive too." Mm-hmm. David says, "Well, anyway, Nancy Baker and I were sitting in the malt shop and Prunella and Will Thornberry walked in." Mm-hmm. "Boy, I hardly even recognized her." Harriet asks, "She was that hot, huh?" David says, "I'll say, boy, that Will Thornberry sure is a lucky guy." Harriet says, "Well, you had your chance to go out with Prunella." David says, "Please don't remind me." Mm-hmm. "Well, I guess I better get going." Harriet asks, "Are you going to drive by Prunella's house again? Stalk her much?"
God. Dave says, "And she knows about it too."
Dave says, "No, I thought I'd go by the aquarium and the museum. I think I'm going to be seeing a lot of those places from now on." Dave then pulls out a pair of glasses out of his pocket and puts them on. Harriet asks, "Where did you get those?"
That's a weird way to ask.
Yeah, like from Dumb and Dumber. "Well, I got some money from selling a few things." Dave says, "They don't have any glass in them. I thought they'd give me kind of a studious look."
So he's like a child. He only wants something good when somebody else has it. Like, I don't want this toy anymore. And then somebody else picks it up. "Give that back."
So, you know, "That toy looks really good on your bed, so I want it back." I could totally see someone today having his hairstyle, David's hairstyle.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But all looking depressed works too. I'm just saying. We have both of us have proof. So
it's true.
That's right. Aaron knows. Hi, Aaron.
And so does Michelle. Hey.
Oh shit. Wow. Michelle Blaylock?
No. No. Michelle Cullen.
Okay.
But anyway, that's the end of the episode.
That is the end of the episode. That was a good one.
All right. Well, you know what we did here tonight. We had a good time. And remember, we do love these shows. And it's all about the good times and the laughs.
Yes. We'd also like to personally thank our producers on Patreon, because without you guys, this wouldn't be possible.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're looking at you, Jenny and Jim. You always get a shout out because you're the first two that started it. You're our OPs. But that doesn't make any of the rest of you less. You're just not as important as him. No, I'm teasing.
oh, God.
No, we appreciate each and every one of you, for real. I appreciate each and every one of them. Just saying.
I do too, Jimmy.
It's just you weren't saying nothing, so I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh.
I appreciate you guys. Just know that.
All right. So now it's time to hand out some homework. First one is to check out the website.
Okay.
www.averybradypodcast.com.
Okay. Do a rate and review on Apple Podcast, Podchaser, CastBox, or Audible, or wherever you're hearing us. If they have a review, do it.
That's right. And tell two friends about the show. And if you don't have two friends, you can wait till your next family reunion. And you can
go to a dirt mall. Because those people that run the booths in dirt malls talk to everybody.
That's true. You can go to where they sell like the glass dragons, and they can
the
big crystal like wizards that hold up the balls and stuff.
Yeah.
You can ask that guy in there.
Or you can go to that really crappy toy store where they think it's a good idea to take plush animals and put them like out in the weather and then try to charge $5, you know, a bear for it or something. Yeah, you could go to that place.
Or you can go just down the ways from that and you find the 40-something moms who have old baby clothes that they're selling.
Yes.
And toys from like the 80s that still have dirt on them.
Or that other place, it's like a shoe store, but I don't know how they I don't know how they get this lucky. I don't know how they manage it, but they managed to find shoes that like somehow they spelled the names wrong. Like it'll be like Reebok, but it's spelled wrong, and they have Nike, but it's spelled wrong, but they're trying to charge the same amount for the regular shoe. Like it's, I don't know how they get that lucky.
That's because it's a misprint. It's worth more.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, you can go there and you know,
yeah. Or you can go ask the guy who sells all the knives. And they have like the switchblades and like the butterfly knives and shit. That,
yes.
Although that guy tends to be a little handsy, so just be careful.
That's true. You're exactly right. Send an email to the show and tell us how you like or dislike the show at a very Brady podcast at gmail.com.
Join the Facebook group and join on all the conversations and all the fun at a very Brady Facebook group.
If you would like to be a producer, check out the Patreon at www.patreon.com/AVeryBradyPodcast.
Mm-hmm. And with that, you can also get access to the after-hour show that we do. Oh, it is unscripted, intimate, relaxed, and commercial-free.
Hell yeah. It's intimate, but not too intimate. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We get all casual, but not too casual.
And also check out our Instagram at A Very Brady Podcast.
Follow us on Facebook and get real-time updates like, you know, like how we're feeling this day or, you know, if we're going to be late on dropping the episode or whatever. Whatevs.
Whatevs, no big whoop. Go check out the Retro Network at theretronetwork.com.
Check out our shop with our affiliate link at www.averybradypodcast.com/shop.
Check out our T Public store for merch. Link is in the description of this and every episode. But most importantly, get out there and check out Classic Iconic TV.
Go on,
and get Jimmy here. You go on, get. And Jimmy here is going to tell you what to watch next. Jimmy,
after entering all our data into our randomizer 3000, it will randomly pick the next episode for us. Engage. Okay. On the next episode, we have...
Hey, guys. Sorry to interrupt. This is Editor Tack here, and we do have a change of plans in this episode. Originally, the Randomizer 3000 had picked an episode of Growing Pains, which we were super excited about and will get to eventually. However, this week we decided to change it up, and we're going to be doing... In memory of Matthew Perry, we're going to be doing an episode of Friends, Season 2, Episode 16, entitled The One Where Joey Moves Out. So I now return you to the regularly scheduled program. Thanks.
So unless you have anything else?
I do not.
No, in that case, I have been Jimmy.
And I've been Tack.
And this has been A Very Brady Podcast.
And we will see you on another sunshine day.
Peace, mode.
Well, good night, folks. We'll see you again next week.
Good night. And remember, hot point changes your viewpoint automatically.
That's what I always say, boy.
What do you always say, little man?
Hot point changes your viewpoint automatically.
This has been a presentation of the Retro Network.